Sustainability Coordinator for SUNY New Paltz Lisa Mitten says the new charging stations are designed to help create a new car culture on campus.
SUNY New Paltz just installed 6 new electric vehicle car charging stations. One of the main reasons why we're able to do it at this point and install 6 at this time is because we installed it mostly free of charge from public state money coming from NYSERDA.
It's part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Charge New York program, an initiative headed by the New York Power Authority and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. The program aims to establish a statewide network of up to 3,000 electric vehicle or EV charging stations by 2018. Mitten says she sent out emails Wednesday to gauge demand for additional EV charging stations.
I sent out a survey to faculty and staff on campus, asking them in 4 simple questions if they'd consider an electric vehicle for their next car purchase. It doesn't make sense right now for us to have a 50 arrays, 50 car charging stations, but we will definitely install more if there's enough demand.
She says in researching the stations, she looked to SUNY campuses that already have charging stations, such as SUNY Buffalo and SUNY Purchase in Westchester County. EV charging will cost $1 an hour for the first 4 hours, then $5 per hour after that. Mitten explains that the pricing is intended to promote sharing among drivers. The stations are intended for topping off and not for everyday use. The stations are available for staff and students as well as visitors. The new charging stations are one of many new sustainable transportation options at SUNY New Paltz. The college town is known for its sometimes snarled traffic. Other recent improvements include a bike share program with new bike racks across campus, a Zipcar rental program for students, a new transportation hub at the Route 32 parking lot, and weekend service for the New Paltz Loop bus. Mitten says going green on wheels is part of a larger sustainability agenda.
In the past year, I have launched a zero waste program at SUNY New Paltz. I'm starting in the residence halls. So with a zero waste program, there are a couple goals. First is to decrease the overall amount of waste, regardless of what happens to it, that goes through the university. And then the second goal is to increase the diversion rate so that more of the material is diverted through composting and recycling as opposed to going to a landfill.
She says one change has been a switch in the 13 residence halls to single-stream recycling, where plastic, glass, metal, paper, and cardboard are put into one bin. Plus, the annual 8-week contest known as Recycle Mania kicked off this week. Melissa Iachetta is president of the Campus Recycling Club. The senior has been involved in running the competition since she was a freshman.
So we tally up how much recycling collected for each dorm, and then we divide it by the amount of people in that dorm, and you get like a pounds per person recycling. And this year we're including landfill and organics, so it's more of a diversion rate that students are diverting from the landfill, from the waste stream.
The higher the diversion rate, the better. She says that during Recycle Mania, residence hall staff educates students about recycling and puts on recycling programs, such as events surrounding upcycling and repurposing. Iachetta explains.
We do crafts. Actually, the radio station here gave us like 5,000 CDs that they were converting to digital, so they gave us all their old CDs. We had boxes and boxes of them.
She says students have been busy crafting new lives for CDs and CD cases.
We do like CD keepsake boxes where we take the cases and we put them together and then we decorate them, and it's like a box. And then we cut up the CDs and we mosaic tile them. We also do like CD curtains where we cut the CDs in half, hole punch each side, and then weave string through them and then make like room decorative pieces.
As for the new Level 2 EV charging stations, they are in the Route 32 and Elting Gym parking lots and marked with bright green painted lines. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.